Let's try if we and see if we can go ahead with this. It is my big pleasure to introduce Nedhat Aherkani. She's going to talk about the dilemmas of documenting Hathi, a language familiarity. So go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Thanks very much for solving the technical issue. So first of all, I want to thank my advisors, especially my main advisor, Professor Elena Benedicto, to help me do a meaningful work on Hathi. And then my participants, who are not limited to three people, and also my lab mates. So today I want to just state my study goals, talk a little bit about Hathi language and its varieties and the aspects of its endangerment and the dilemmas that I face in documenting Hathi as a linguist. So first I start with study goals. So as I said, the dilemmas that I have as a linguist in documenting Hathi, and those dilemmas include first my role and contribution actually as a linguist in serving the needs of the language community, taught language community in Iran, the needs that are not necessarily the same as the one in academia. And also the other one is considering the ethical aspects of Hathi language documentation. I will talk a little bit about Hathi itself. It's a language of Iran. It's an Indo-European language in Indo-Aryan language family. The word order is SOV, subject object verb, and it's a polysynthetic language with a high density of morphemes in a pair word actually. And it's mostly spoken in the northwestern areas of Iran, including Qazvin, Turkestan, Khalkhal, and it has five main varieties, which are recognized based on the name of the areas that they are spoken in. So by Hathi, the variety of Hathi that I am working on is the southern Hathi, which is different from northern Hathi in Caucasia between Black Sea and Caspian Sea. That's something totally different. So I am working on the Hathi spoken inside Iran in some areas of that. And where I come from, my hometown is called Turkestan. It's the city of grapes, as the name suggests. And I am an insider member of the community. I'm a bilingual speaker of Hathi and Persian. I'm a speaker of the Turkestani dialect of Hathi. And I have been working on motion predicates in Hathi on concept like agentivity, 3D past, telicity, and resultative. And if any of you is interested in knowing more about it, I can explain after this presentation about what we are actually working on at the lab. And I have been trained on language documentation techniques at the iLab at Purdue. And I also went to Kolang 2018 and took some courses on language documentation. And just to let you know how the language sounds like, that is my grandma. My brother in this video is visiting her after a while, and she's giving a massage on his back and asking him questions. So, okay, now this doesn't work. So, this needs to be.
Oh, it's up. Maybe you.
It
did the work before either.
Before another talks, you mean?
Yeah, but it was kind of working for him.
Oh, it is working, huh?
To make the Azadirama. Okay. So, the aspects of endangerment of Tati. So, Tati has been categorized as a definitely endangered language by UNESCO. Also, it has been considered as in trouble with a focus on its problem in being transmitted to children. And this is my dad's side family, my grandfather and grandmother. Actually, the colors here are different, but anyways, the as you see, like the older higher and the younger lower. So both my grandfather and grandmother, they have been monolingual speakers of Tati, but little by little through like TV and things like that, they became bilingual speakers of Tati and Persian after a while. And their children actually, they are bilingual speakers of Tati and Persian, but in most of them, Tati is the dominant language. But their grandchildren, they are also bilingual speakers, but the dominant language is, in most of them, is Persian rather than Tati. So as you see, the lower in this, like there are like a few grandchildren who understand Tati, but they can't speak Tati well. They also have some problem in understanding the language that their grandma and the grandfather speak. So recently, like the transmission has been in trouble in my own family, and almost the same is the case in other families in my city also. About the aspects of endangerment, Dixon categorized aspects of endangerment in two groups that I want to consider about Tati, the same things. So about the involuntary aspects of language shift, the ones that the speakers don't have that much power over them or control over them. One of them is that the speakers have negative attitudes towards their language and also towards their accent. Because they are farmers, they are graveyard farmers, and a lot of them just don't want to transmit that accent to their children because they don't want the children be ashamed of the other children at the school of their accent. Another reason is loss of functionality of the language. There is no writing system for this language. So in like for writing, they have to use Persian. Also in formal situation, even if everybody in that like context knows Tati, they still prefer to speak in Persian, the standard language of Iran. Another reason is the covert prestige among the speakers. So there are some like Tati speakers who want the language to be spoken in the perfect way. So if somebody is not like conjugating verbs for like gender, so they won't like it. They want it perfect, and they are so proud of speaking perfect version of Tati among themselves. So the people coming from other cities who have managed to some part of language still prefer not to speak it because of that kind of reason. Also, there are some other reasons that the speakers have more control over, a little more control over. One is the problem of data ownership. So data have been gathered in my hometown by some people from the elderly mostly, but I know one person who has a lot of data, but he is not willing to share the data with the other people in the community, nor with the people outside of the community, because he has invested a lot of time, and I think he believes that if he shares, he will lose those data for no reason. So, people like him are not trained in language documentation techniques, so data is still kept raw. It's not analyzed and it's not available for other people, actually, for a linguistics analysis or some other cultural activities. And also, the produced material are not that relevant to the interest of language community. There is one dictionary, there is one book of grammar and some idioms, but some people keep it at their place, but they don't use them, actually, because they are not that interested in the way that it has been conveyed. There is another reason, which is lack of systematicity in linguistic research. There have been some research studies on my language, but there are pretty random. People just target some small part of the language without dealing with it thoroughly. And at least research is lost because of this geographic situation of Tati-speaking areas. We are so close to Tehran, the capital city, so that's one reason. The other one is the dominance of Persian in TV, media, everywhere. We don't have our TV or radio programs right now available in Tati. And another reason is lack of systematic support for language preservation and documentation. Although we have a university in our city, but still they are not working systematically on the language. The dilemmas that I am facing with, first I want to talk a little bit about community-based research based on which the community is knowledgeable, but the only difference with the outsiders is that the nature of their knowledge is different. So the needs and the priorities of the communities are important in this in the community-based research, and language community needs to be actively taking role of every aspects of their language documentation and preservation. But the dilemmas that I am facing in meeting this kind of community-based research needs is that one is that lack of well-defined community. There is no specific group in my hometown that I can know as the community, the people who pursue the benefits of my language. So it's not well defined, and although the people appreciate working on Tati, but still there is no special group of people working actively on the language. The other one is limited access to the rest of the community by other people because of the current political situation, the travel ban, which is actually mutual, but it's more official at this side. Yeah, so Iranians cannot come here, most of them, and Americans can't go to Iran to do this brings about the third reason, the impossibility of field research in Iran because of visa issues. Right now it's impossible. And also I haven't decided about the best way of acknowledging the role of the participants in the city in which everybody is almost either Taher Khani or Rahmani. So I wonder if just putting their name in the footnote can be the best way to acknowledge their role in my research. The other, the fifth dilemma I deal with is choosing between the medium languages. So I write papers and my dissertation right now. So I haven't been able to decide what language is best for presenting what I'm dealing with. So if I go with English, most of the community can't have access to it because they know Persian better than English. And if I go with Persian, I don't have the knowledge of the jargon of linguistics to be able to speak in Persian about those concepts. So I have decided to add some translation in Persian, but I'm not sure if that is really going to be helpful for my community members. The sixth dilemma is the complexity of consent. So when I was gathering some data in Iran for the first year in which I was able to go there, I noticed that it was not easy to get consent from, especially from elderly. And it gave me the impression as if I was transferring the ownership of the house to myself, something like that. And also, some women don't like to be shown their video to be shown for other people, even if they say, a lot of them are my relatives, they say, yeah, I love you, do whatever you want, but I have to double check everything with them. Am I allowed to show this video? And it's not easy. And also, I have to make sure that the consent is completely understood by the community members when I'm doing data gathering. And I haven't been able to decide about archiving the language. If the internal archives are good enough, I'm not sure about that. And if the external to Iran archives let the community have access to the data later, that's another question. So I still have put it aside to decide it later. And functionality of the manner of presentation. As I said, I'm producing papers, and I want to make sure they are the right manifestation of Tati for my community concerns, actually. And I have some two suggestions. One is designing a writing system for the language. Since people are comfortable with Persian or Arabic writing system, it can be an option, but that system doesn't show the vowels which distinguish Tati from Persian. So that's another thing to be considered. And also training a new generation of linguists. Those who have access to resources here, they can train linguists from communities like Tut community and give them access to whatever is not granted in my hometown. So that's another way. And my next step will be publishing on both grammar and culture, and this is actually the first time I'm presenting about the social aspects of my language. And raising awareness in my community about the language and culture, and working with the community members in Iran who cannot make it in here. So I might be a medium to provide them with the resources which are available here to me. Sorry. And targeting part of my work, yes, towards more relevant materials such as children's book, which has become my focus of mind recently. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your comments about the dilemmas that I'm facing. If you have any comments, go ahead.
Thank you. So we have some time for questions now.
Any suggestions how I can deal with any of those? Yeah.
I'm just curious that you mentioned the orthography issue, using Persian, I'm kind of familiar with that. So how do you feel about using diacritics? Is that, for the vowels to distinguish the orthography? I mean, is that something that you think would be feasible for the regular user? Like the way you write the Quran, you can distinguish the vowels, with the Uyghur orthography?
Point in Arabic.
Still.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, still, things are going to be missed because, for example, we have the U vowel, which is different from O. So just for that, I have to look for another way to.
Sure, sorry, yeah, I don't mean using exactly that orthography. I just mean.
Yeah. It can be helpful. Yeah.
Symbols.
But it's. I don't think people will be that excited about using that because they see it everywhere. I think they are looking for something new and cool as their writing system. Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned about the negative attitudes of even the speakers themselves. I speak a minority language, and I face that a lot because we're like ethnically Tibetan, but linguistically we're something different. So there's a layer of like which one is the more prestigious language. I don't know if you have an answer to this, but like how do you engage your communities to have conversations about, they probably are realize the importance of language revitalization, but more specifically, how do they view themselves, their languages? That's always been a struggle for me to kind of engage, especially like the youth who are in going to school. They just feel like really ashamed of speaking.
Yeah.
Their own language, and I don't know if there's a way to kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, change that attitude.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is not only one factor involved in that attitude, so there are so many of them that need to be targeted, but by somebody who wants to change that attitude. So one of them is like lack of support by the government, and the other one is like Persian has been always considered and been advertised as the prestigious language of the country. So yeah,
is Tati even like officially recognized as the language by the
yes, and as part of the constitution that everybody has the right to use whatever language they have in whatever situation. So it has never been banned, but it's just a matter of attitude of the people that doesn't let them use it. Yeah.
What is the ISO code for Southern Tati?
Just a moment. I have it here. 639, yeah. TKS and then that number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions, comments, suggestions, puzzlements? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.